ever get that feeling? You know, like you're talking, but not really connecting.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like ships passing in the night, even when you're right there together, you know?
Yeah.
So today we are diving deep, deep into communication,
Okay.
into this article called Breaking the Silence, which sounds kind of dramatic, right?
It does.
But it's about these subtle communication issues, the kind that can sneak up on any relationship, really.
Right.
And most importantly, we're going to look at some steps,
Yeah.
actionable steps that the article lays out to bridge that gap
I like it.
to help you build a stronger connection.
Yeah, what I find so interesting about this article is it goes beyond just like the surface arguments. It really gets into the quieter disconnect that can happen. Like, you know, when you're chatting about everyday stuff, groceries, whatever. But, you know, underneath, there's this whole iceberg of unspoken emotions.
Oh, it's so true. And it's so easy to miss those little cues. Like, I remember this one time, I totally misread a text message.
Oh, no.
And I was convinced my partner was upset with me. Turns out they were just having a crazy stressful day.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing how much can get lost in translation, even when you think you're being clear.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I think that idea of superficial conversations in the article really hit home for me. It's like we can be talking all the time, but still avoiding the deeper, more vulnerable stuff. So we might be going over logistics, but we're not actually connecting on an emotional level.
It's like we're tiptoeing around the important things, afraid to rock the boat. But what's the impact of avoiding those tough conversations? Like, is it really more than just like a couple of misconnections?
Well, according to this article, the consequences, they go way beyond just an argument here and there. Think about it like this. Those unspoken issues, they don't just vanish. They kind of fester and grow under the surface. And that leads to this gradual, you know, wearing away of trust. So what might start as a minor annoyance can snowball into a major resentment if it's never really addressed out in the open.
So even if you're not having like blowout fights all the time, that simmering tension, it can still really impact the relationship.
Absolutely. The article makes this point that even without a huge conflict, this pattern of just avoiding things can lead to a deep sense of emotional disconnect. And that disconnect, it can make you feel like strangers, even if you're, you know, sharing a life together.
That makes a lot of sense. You can be going through all the motions, right?
Right.
Sharing meals, making plans, all that.
Right.
But if you're not having those deeper conversations,
Right.
that emotional intimacy can just slowly fade away.
Exactly. And that's why I think the articles focus on actual solutions. It's so refreshing. It doesn't just leave us, you know, stewing in the problem. It offers some real practical strategies.
Okay, so let's dive into some of those.
Okay.
What are some of the takeaways that really jumped out at you?
All right. Well, one that caught my eye was this thing called the 5-minute rule.
The 5-minute rule.
Yeah. It sounds almost deceptively simple. Commit to having at least 5 minutes every single day to just talk about something meaningful with your partner.
5 minutes? I gotta be honest, that sounds almost too easy. How can such a small amount of time really make a difference?
That's where I think the article's insights into our brains are so fascinating. You know, it talks about the brain's like default mode network and how, especially in long-term relationships, we tend to fall into routines. Like we're on autopilot. And these 5 minutes, it forces you to break out of that, to be present, to be intentional with your communication.
So it's not just about the time itself. It's about making that conscious choice to connect.
Even if it's just for a few minutes every day, that's a really powerful shift in mindset.
And the article argues that this small, consistent effort can actually prevent that buildup of unaddressed issues, which, you know, often leads to those bigger blow-ups down the road. It's like preventative maintenance for your relationship.
I love that. Preventative maintenance. And speaking of modern life, any tips in there that kind of speak to our always connected digital world?
Oh, absolutely. The article has a whole section on what it calls leveraging technology wisely. You know, and we all know that texting can be a minefield for tough or emotional conversations.
Oh, tell me about it. Misinterpreted emojis, delayed responses.
Yeah, it's a whole other level of drama,
That
right?
really is.
But The point the article makes is instead of demonizing technology,
right,
we should think about how it can actually enhance communication.
Right, like using shared calendars to plan date nights.
Exactly. Or sending each other funny articles throughout the day.
Yeah, those little things that just kind of spark a conversation.
Keep you connected.
Keep you connected, exactly. It's about finding ways to use technology to actually foster connection rather than becoming overly reliant on it for really important conversations.
Yeah, yeah. Now, beyond specific tools and tips, the article really stresses the importance of creating a safe space for communication. But what does that look like in practice?
Right.
Is it just about not yelling or criticizing?
I think it goes even deeper than that.
Okay.
The article describes it as fostering an environment where both partners feel really heard, validated, respected.
Right.
Where they can be vulnerable without that fear of being judged or attacked.
So it's really about cultivating this atmosphere of trust and emotional safety.
Yes.
Where you can be open and honest without feeling like you're walking on eggshells.
Exactly. It's about creating that space
right.
where both of you feel comfortable. Expressing your true thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
Knowing they'll be met with empathy and understanding.
That makes total sense. It's not just about what you're saying.
Right.
It's how you're saying it.
Exactly.
And how the other person is receiving it.
And that leads to one of the article's big recommendations.
Okay.
Which is using I statements.
I statements.
It's a really subtle shift, but I think it can make a huge difference in how your message lands.
So instead of saying, you never listen.
Right.
You'd say, I feel unheard.
Exactly. It's about owning your own emotions and experiences
yeah.
without putting the blame on your partner.
Right, right. And that shift in language,
uh-huh.
it can really create a more, you know, constructive and collaborative dialogue.
It invites understanding instead of defensiveness.
Mm. Right.
Listeners, think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How often do we jump to blame or accusations
right.
instead of just expressing our own feelings?
Right.
It's a subtle but important difference.
Uh-huh.
Totally. And what I find really insightful is how the article frames communication as a skill
okay.
to be practiced, not some innate talent.
Right.
You know, you either have it or you don't.
So it's not about being a perfect communicator. It's about being willing to put in the effort.
Yes.
Learn new techniques. Keep refining your approach.
Exactly. Exactly. This idea of communication as a skill,
uh-huh.
it promotes this growth mindset.
Mm.
You know, it means we can all get better.
Yeah.
We just have to be willing to do the work.
I love that.
Yeah.
It takes the pressure off of needing to be perfect.
Right.
Right. It encourages us to approach communication as this ongoing process of learning and growth.
Exactly.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. It's like learning a new dance.
Yeah.
You know, you might step on each other's toes a bit at first.
Yeah.
But with practice, you can move together with more grace.
Right. And speaking of practice, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Out of all the solutions in this article, which one really resonated with you? And maybe even more importantly, which one feels the easiest?
Right.
Or, you know, maybe the hardest to actually use in your own life?
That's a good question. For me, I think it's that intentional 5-minute conversation.
Mm.
It's just so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day.
Yeah.
You know, and let those deeper talks slide.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually setting aside those few minutes
right.
each day, it feels like a powerful commitment to staying connected.
It's like anything else that's important to us.
Right.
You got to make time for it.
You do.
And sometimes it's those small, consistent actions that make the biggest difference over time.
Speaking of small actions.
Yeah.
The article also talks about the power of expressing appreciation. And it sounds almost too basic.
Okay.
But genuinely acknowledging your partner's efforts.
Yeah.
Even in small ways, can really go a long way.
You mean like noticing when they've done the dishes? Or remembered to grab your favorite coffee?
Exactly.
Those little acts of kindness we often take for granted.
It's about, you know, catching them doing something right.
Right.
As they say. Instead of focusing on what they're not doing.
Right, right.
We can choose to appreciate what they are doing.
Yeah.
And I think that shift in focus, it can really ripple out to the whole relationship dynamic.
It creates a positive feedback loop.
Absolutely.
Like when you feel appreciated, you feel better about yourself.
Yes.
Better about the relationship.
Absolutely.
And that can make you more open to communication.
And on the flip side, when you feel constantly criticized or unappreciated,
right.
it can make you withdraw,
mm.
shut down.
Yeah.
Which just feeds that cycle of miscommunication.
So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way.
It is.
The more you appreciate, the more you get back.
Uh-huh.
And the more you criticize, the more distance you create.
Exactly. And that brings us to a point in the article I think some people might find a bit intimidating.
Okay.
The idea of seeking outside help.
Right.
You know, for some people, that can feel like a really big step.
I can see that. There's still, you know, some stigma around therapy.
Yeah.
Even though it's becoming more common.
Right, right.
So when does it make sense to consider couples therapy?
Hmm.
Like, what are some signs that your communication might need a tune-up?
Well, the article doesn't give, like, hard and fast rules.
Right.
But I think one big indicator is the impact on your overall well-being.
Hmm.
So if these communication issues are causing you a lot of stress, anxiety,
okay,
affecting your happiness,
mm-hmm,
whether individually or as a couple,
yeah,
that's a pretty strong sign it might be time to seek out some support.
So it's not just about, like, how often you argue.
Right.
It's about how intense that emotional fallout is.
Exactly.
Like, if you're constantly feeling drained or resentful,
yeah,
or just walking on eggshells around each other, that's a problem.
Exactly. And another thing to consider is whether you're stuck in negative patterns. Are you having the same fight over and over?
Right.
With no resolution in sight?
Right.
Are you finding it impossible to talk effectively?
Yeah.
Even when you're both trying your best.
Oh, the dreaded communication rut.
Right.
You're both spinning your wheels, getting nowhere.
It's so frustrating.
It really is.
And that's where I think a therapist can be so valuable.
Mm.
They can offer that outside perspective.
Right.
Help you see those patterns.
Yeah. Yeah.
And teach you new ways to communicate.
Right.
To break free from those cycles.
It's like having a relationship coach in your corner.
It is.
Someone to guide you through those tricky hurdles.
Exactly. And it's important to remember.
Yeah.
Seeking therapy is not a failure.
Mm.
It's a sign of commitment.
Okay.
It means you're both willing to put in the work.
Right.
To make the relationship thrive.
It's like saying, hey, we care enough about this to get help.
Yes.
To learn new skills.
Yeah.
To grow together.
Exactly.
And that's a beautiful thing.
It is. Sometimes it's the most loving and courageous thing you can do for yourselves and the relationship.
So listeners, if any of this resonates with you,
uh-huh,
don't be afraid to explore couples therapy.
Yeah.
It's not admitting defeat.
Right.
It's about taking those steps.
Yes.
To build a stronger connection.
And remember, there are so many great therapists out there.
Yeah.
Specializing in couples counseling.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to shop around a little.
Right.
Find someone who feels like a good fit for both of you.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From understanding the subtle signs of communication breakdown.
Right.
To exploring practical solutions.
Yeah.
Even considering getting some outside help.
And for me, the key takeaway is that good communication.
Mm.
It's not about perfection.
Okay.
It's about intention.
Right.
It's about putting in the effort.
Yeah.
Creating a safe space for open and honest dialogue.
Right.
And being willing to seek help when you need it.
And even if things are good in your relationship right now, these tips are valuable reminders, you know? It's like taking your car in for regular maintenance.
Right.
Helps prevent small issues from becoming big problems down the line.
I love that analogy.
Right.
We should all be proactive about our relationships,
mm-hmm,
just like we are with our physical and mental well-being.
Speaking of being proactive.
Yes.
That brings us to a final thought.
Okay.
To leave our listeners with.
Mm.
The article mentions seeking external help.
Right.
But it doesn't really get into when that becomes necessary.
Right, right.
So I'm curious, what are your thoughts on that?
Mm.
When does seeking couples therapy go from a maybe someday idea,
right,
to a we need this now situation?
That's a really important question. And it's tough to give like a one size fits all answer.
Right.
But one major thing to think about is the impact these communication struggles are having, you know, on your well-being. Are these issues causing you constant stress?
Right.
Anxiety.
Anxiety.
Affecting your happiness.
Mm.
Whether it's individually or as a couple, that's a big clue.
Mm.
It might be time to reach out for some professional help.
So it's not just about how much you're disagreeing.
Right. Exactly.
It's about the intensity, like how much it's affecting you emotionally.
Yeah. If you're feeling drained all the time, resentful,
yeah,
like you're walking on eggshells, that's a problem.
Right.
And something else to consider is those negative patterns.
Mm.
Are you guys stuck?
Okay.
Having the same fight again and again, but never getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just can't seem to talk effectively no matter how hard you try.
Ah, that dreaded communication rut.
It is. It's so frustrating.
It really is. It feels like you're both trying, but just spinning your wheels.
And that's where a therapist can be such a game changer, I think.
Right.
They can give you that outside view, help you both see those patterns,
okay,
and teach you some new skills so you can break free from those cycles.
It's like having, I don't know, a relationship coach.
It is.
Someone there in your corner to guide you through it.
And it's so important to remember, going to therapy, that's not a weakness.
Right.
It's actually a strength. It means you're both dedicated to putting in the effort to make things work.
It's like saying, hey, we care enough about this to get some help.
Exactly.
To learn and grow together.
Yeah. And sometimes that's the most loving, the most courageous thing you can do.
Right.
For yourselves and for the relationship.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today into breaking the silence,
yeah,
let's remember that good communication, it's not about reaching some finish line.
Right.
It's a journey.
It is.
It takes effort. It takes intention. And sometimes, you know, being willing to seek out support when you need it.
Couldn't agree more. Remember, you have the power to change how you talk to each other. You can build that safe space to be open and honest. And with a little effort and maybe some guidance, you can create a much stronger connection.
This deep dive has given you a whole toolkit.
It has.
Strategies, yeah. Insights, but now it's up to you to actually use them.
That's the key, right?
Go out there and communicate. And remember, even the toughest communication gaps, they can be bridged.
They can.
If you've got the right tools and you're willing to grow together.